God for a miracle, and you know we can do the impossible. Shout it.
You're listening to the Climbing Higher radio broadcast with Bishop Eric Lambert Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church, a place where miracles still happen.
Oh, the just shall live by faith. Praise the Lord. I'm just going to accumulate a lot of stuff because I'm living by faith. No. You could have good credit rating. Don't have nothing to do with your faith. You could afford something. That doesn't have anything to do with your faith. I was in Best Buy Friday, and I wasn't in there by faith. I didn't even pray and ask God, should I go in? So I went in to see what they had new. And the salesman, he knew me, so he walked up. He shook my hand. How you doing, Pastor? I said, ain't nothing to it but to do it, brother. He said, we don't have anything new yet. New stuff will be coming in over the next week or so. He says, then you can come back and check. I said, oh, okay, I'm just looking. You know, I'm just, you know, marking my territory so I can go home and begin to get rid of the old stuff surreptitiously so nobody will know that, you know, it's been removed so I can say, oh, I need that because I don't have one at home. But I had one, and it mysteriously got raptured. There's a rapture for your electronic stuff. And half my stuff got raptured. It wasn't by faith. It was by what I could afford. When they had the big 78-inch TV that was curved, that was ultra-high def, and really just a super, super beautiful screen, I looked at it and said, that was too much money. I didn't say, in the name of Jesus, give that to me. No, I said, I can't afford that. So I left it alone. You see, so faith doesn't mean moving into areas that you know you can't sustain. That's not faith. That's not what he meant. But what he meant by walking by faith, it was walking with a clear understanding of what God says in his word. Now, today, we're going to help your mind. James said something that once again has been subjected to Pentecostal exegesis and messes it up. In James chapter 2, he says, what does it profit, brother? Verse 14, if a man says he has faith and doesn't have works, can faith save him? Now, each of us in here would look at that passage and say, yes, we are saved by grace through. Okay, now I need you to understand some verbiage in the Bible. Once again, you do not, you should not, overestimate the simplicity of words. The Bible says we are saved by grace. Okay. He does not say we are saved through grace by faith. When he uses the word through, that means there's an action. By means somebody's doing it to you. It is God's grace that saves us, but that grace is applied through our belief. This is what Paul tries to address in Romans 10, and if time allows, we will go there. But James says that faith without works is doesn't work. He said, can faith save him? So just sitting there saying, I believe Jesus died for me, you're not going to be saved until you do something. Just sitting there saying, yes, he did. He died on that cross. Yes, he did. He took those nails. He took that beating, and I believe it. But does the belief push you to action? How many of you believe that God wants you well? Okay, how do you make that assessment? 3 John 2. What did God do to secure your healing? Isaiah 53. By his I am. How does he reveal himself in the book of Exodus when they're told to put that bush into the water? I am Jehovah Rapha. That means I'm the Lord that prevents sickness. We take the English translation and we make it say, oh, that I'm the Lord that healeth thee. No, in the Hebrew, it's I'm the Lord that prevents sickness. Because we're in a sinful world and sickness is all over the place. He said, but I'm the Lord that prevents it. How many of you know that God wants you to be well? Okay, you know it, right? Okay, that's we'll use the term gnosko. You're intimately familiar with the fact that God wants you well. How many of you believe that God wants you well? Okay, a few of you. The rest of you are going to die from sickness because you don't believe God wants you well. Now, James says faith without works is? Okay, so if you believe that God wants you well, what are your works? Eat right. Exercise. Come to the session that Stephanie told you about this morning. If you avoid those things, you don't believe it. You can sit around and pray looking for a pill to melt all your fat or getting that special thing where they freeze the fat and it falls off. That's a lie. That's just to get your money. You believe God wants me well, so I change my diet, I change my eating, I don't take in a pound of bacon and six eggs, I don't do all those things anymore, I lower my dietary lifestyle to the point where I'm comfortable and I'm not overeating, I reduce my caloric intake, I stay away from simple carbs, I get into more complex carbs, I don't feed my pancreas the things that just make it die and then rely on metformin and glipizide. You know, I don't live that way because I believe God wants me well. But see, this is what James is talking about. When there is faith, there are accompanying works. How many of you believe that God wants you to be financially successful? Do you really believe it? All right, let's put a work to it. Get rid of unnecessary credit card debt. Oh, Lord have mercy. Y'all all right. I believe God wants me to be financially successful. Get rid of credit card debt. Cut them up if you need to. Get rid of them. Don't necessarily close them out because your credit score is dependent upon the amount of credit you have. Just cut the card so you don't use it. But keep it on your file so you keep your number up so that the amount of credit you use is less than 10% of your total credit, which keeps your number high. Now, I just gave you free information that you would have to pay a couple $100. Well, as a matter of fact, I want my money. See, in other words, everything that God wants for me, there are accompanying. I want a husband. Learn to cook. Learn to take care of the house. Change your attitude. Stop being bossy and finger snapping. Start being arm opening, caring, encouraging, and lifting. I want a wife. Get a job. Get a house. Get. You follow me? Works. Works. All right. I want to be saved. Come to Jesus. You don't necessarily have to come to the altar, just come to Jesus. You can get saved on the subway, at home, in the car, in the movie theater, in the bar, wherever he hits you. This is what Paul is trying to give us in Romans 10. We'll get there, Lord willing. But then James says, he says something here. He says in verse 17 of James 2, even so faith, if it doesn't have works, is what? 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 Here's the interesting thing. He says that the person without accompanying works has dead faith. Now, I want you to, you know, kind of cheer up and encourage yourself. Because dead faith doesn't mean hopeless. There is spiritual CPR. How many of you are CPR trained? All right, a few of you. We need to get everybody CPR trained. The Lord's been dealing with me about that. So if you're CPR trained, when do you administer CPR? When they die. When their heart stops. The whole point, it's called cardiopulmonary resuscitation. You do that to get things started again, provided you get to them in time. All right? So James says if you don't have works, then your faith is in need of CPR. It's there. It's just dead. So what's the CPR of faith? Romans 10, 17. Faith cometh by. So if you feel, some of you in here right now, at some point in your life, you feel your faith is dead or you feel you're walking on it. And rather than sit there and pout and feel sorry for yourself, get under the word. Fine. Get those CDs playing. Get that. When my faith is challenged, I pop on the radio, and the Lord will even tell me to listen to some preachers, and I'll put in a tape, and I'll put something in that I've preached here that is appropriate to the moment that I'm going through, and I find myself feeling like I can run through a troop or jump over a wall. The Word of God brings revitalization to a dead faith. Hallelujah. You don't have to keep living with dead faith. Get under the word. And if you find that you can't get to a word. You're at work and they don't allow, you know, those types of things. That's why God gave you a memory. Just start saying scriptures. Hallelujah. And something, you'll feel something happen. You'll feel something go on inside of you. It's almost like you got a blood transfusion. Your things will start falling off you. Doubt and unbelief. People who struggle with faith have a very low word diet. We spend tremendous amounts of time in the television and very few hours in the Word of God. Saturate yourself with the Word of God. I just have it playing. I had to get some treatments at hospital once, and while they were doing the x-raying and stuff, I asked the x-ray tech, I said, can I bring my iPod in? She said, sure. I said, how long am I going to be on here? She said, about 45 minutes. I said, okay. I got my iPod, and I have the Bible on my iPad, and I put my earphones on while they were doing what they were doing, and the Word of God was strengthening my body so that stuff that they thought they'd find, they couldn't find. Because I fed my body the Word of God. And God said, when my word hits anything, it's going to become what my word said it's supposed to be. That's why he wants you to keep saying it so that you get change in your life. Oh, bless the Lord, I tell you. My. He said, yes, a man will say, I have faith. And I have works. He says, show me your faith without your works. You don't have any faith if you don't have any works. You don't have any faith if you don't have any works. He said, but I'm going to show you my faith by my works. You believe that there is one God, you do well. The devils also believe and tremble. That's no big deal. The devil believes there's one God. They came from there. But they can't get saved. You know why they can't get saved? It's not because God can't save them. It's because they can't repent. In order to be saved, you have to repent. They can't repent because they can't hear the word. They can't. Their heart is such that they can't hear the word. They are demons. They can't hear the word. They have been removed from being able to surrender and submit to the word of God. You don't ever want to be in that place where you can't hear the word. Where your heart becomes so hard that you can't hear the word. That you can't hear the word. That's what Jesus is trying to address over in Mark's gospel, where he talks about the types of ground. And he says there's the most dangerous type is when the word falls in and then the thorns eat it up. And those thorns are horrible.
For a copy of this message in its entirety, call 215-885-2585. And when ordering, request ID number
11117A.
Today's message is available on CD for $9 and DVD for $14, which includes shipping and handling. The Climbing Higher TV broadcast can be seen on WBPH TV 60, Sundays at 7:30 p.m. and Monday through Friday at 7:30 a.m. The telecast can also be seen Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday on WMCN TV 44 at 7:30 a.m. WMCN is available on Fios, Comcast, and Broadcast Television. To visit one of Bethel's Sunday services, join us at 2929 West Cheltenham Avenue in Wincote, Pennsylvania. Services are held at 7:30 a.m., 11:30 a.m., and 6 o'clock p.m. Live streaming of our services takes place Sundays at 8:15 a.m. and 12:15 p.m. Prayer and Bible study are held every Wednesday beginning at 7 p.m. For more information, visit us at BethelDeliverance.org or download the Bethel Deliverance app at the Apple Store or Google Play. Thank you for tuning in to the Climbing Higher broadcast with Bishop Eric Lambert Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church, a place where miracles still happen.